A month ago, the big story was the Ebola epidemic that was knocking on America's door. It got to the point that at one elementary school in New Jersey, immigrants from a part of Africa nowhere near the outbreak were kept home.
Two students from an East African nation have enrolled, and they were to start classes tomorrow morning. But after backlash from parents, those kids are being kept out of school.
The district superintendent later apologized. Although, considering some of the stuff on television, who could blame her?
I think a little bit of paranoia is warranted, and I think it may be time to rethink our immigration.
Also, U.S. immigration should allow no one. No one.
We really have lost faith in all of our institutions, and the medical system in particular has given us reason.
But a wonderful thing happened on the way to the epidemic. Yesterday, Ebola officially vanished from the United States. Dr. Craig Spencer, cured.
Dr. Spencer looked happy and healthy. Both he and Mayor de Blasio praising the team here at Bellevue. They say his care here was perfectly executed.
Nurse Casey Hickox, who insisted she did not have Ebola, even though the state of Maine demanded she be quarantined, turned out to be right.
There's no way I could give someone Ebola, and you're telling me that I can't hug my friend.
She went the prescribed 21 days without symptoms, which means, as of now, the epidemic has claimed one life in the U.S. Eric Duncan, who caught it in Liberia. The two nurses who caught it from him were both cured, as were six other cases contracted in Africa, all cured. Nine cases total, one death. So, what do we conclude from this? Well, as I see it, there are three possible conclusions. Our institutions are competent after all and did their job. The hysteria worked by scaring people into not touching each other's bodily fluids. Or this whole panic was more about the election and general ignorance than it was about Ebola. Of course, there is one other option, a cover-up. If you Google Ebola cover-up, you'll get 57,600 results.
Media agrees not to report on suspected Ebola cases in the U.S.
That was based on an article in Forbes, which has since been corrected. Of course, if it's a cover-up, that's exactly what they'd be expected to say. I hate getting involved in these controversies, so I'll just leave it to you. Anyway, for now, focus has shifted to the snowstorm in the Midwest, which is cold, dangerous, deadly, and actually does affect the lives of millions of people, but which will not cause a media panic. Unless somebody comes out and blames it on climate change.